All right, just a few minutes here. We'll have the young people come and sing. I just want to say a few things tonight about our subject this year in Vacation Bible School, which is Give Me Liberty. And, of course, that comes from the famous speech that was given from the great lawyer, Patrick Henry. And at that meeting that he spoke at the Virginia Convention, you should know he was not the only speaker. There were others that spoke that day on that occasion, and many of them were advocating just letting things be, just allowing things to be as they were. They were against the independence of America, not so much against the independence of America as they were what it would take for America to become an independent nation. And so they knew that it meant a fight, and because of that, it was going to require sacrifice. And many of them just wanted to leave things as they were. And it was going to take being strong. It was going to take being committed and persevering and seeing the battle through. And so many of them were looking at that challenge, and they didn't want to follow through. But Patrick Henry, speaking at that Virginia convention there in March of 1775, he said a lot that day. But what is famous for him saying was, he said, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" He said, "Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." And when he spoke those words in that audience there, hanging on the edge of their seats, were men like George Washington and men like Thomas Jefferson and others of that caliber. And so around 30 days later, the war was on. And by 1776, America had declared its independence. And years later, America had won its independence and its freedom, of which to govern itself as a free nation. And you move ahead now, 250 years later, we have been blessed by God to be the greatest and the strongest nation in the world. And it has pleased the Lord to protect the people of this land, this country, by the means of things like industry, people that worked hard, good minds, common sense, people that knew how to think, how to run things, homes and families. Strong homes have always been important to absolutely everything. He, of course, has blessed and protected our freedom by our military might, those that have surrendered that part of their life to go in and serve in the different branches of our military. Of course, by our schools, most definitely by our churches, by pastors and evangelists and Bible teachers, as God has granted from coast to coast in different pockets and periods of time, great revivals. Even the first great awakening occurred in this land before America had even declared itself its own nation. So there is no doubt about this. God has blessed America. And liberty, it's a wonderful thing. And whereas we're grateful for God's hand upon this nation, realizing how much we need liberty, all this week of Give Me Liberty was really simply a framework in which we wanted to imprint upon the young minds and hearts of these lives here, the same conviction that Patrick Henry had when he said, "Give me liberty," about liberty in the land. We wanted this Vacation Bible School to be about the liberty that comes from being saved. And before you're saved, you're, according to the Bible, listen now, you're lost in sin. You're already condemned. You cannot pass God's judgment. And there's a bondage to that. And so we wanted to bring forth the good news of the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose again the third day. Also, our theme was about the liberty that comes from living by faith and walking with Christ in victory over daily temptations in the world after you've been saved. Because when a believer begins to cease to live by faith, walk by faith, they are constantly being in the pull of the world. And the world will always pull us in the wrong direction and hold us there until we experience that great liberty of walking in the Spirit, of walking in the newness of life that God has granted to us. And then third, our theme was about the liberty that will come one day when we see Jesus. Because we will see Him, folks. He will return, and when we see him, we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we'll see him as he is. And until that happens, all victory for the believer on a day-to-day basis is temporary. It's temporary, and we've got to learn to be consistent. And until that day, we put off this flesh once and for all, and we get to leave this world to meet the Lord in the air. All victory is temporary. So in the Gospel of John, let me read this, and I'll move right on. It says in John 8:31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, listen, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be of Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And there in that passage, Jesus is speaking of the Son making you free, which is him making us free from the penalty of sin and from the power of sin. Also, he is speaking of being made free by the truth. That is, someone who must continue in the Word and thus be a disciple of Christ. See, there's a difference of being a child of God, of which we're supernaturally born into the family of God by trusting in Christ, and then afterwards becoming a real disciple of Christ. To be a disciple of Christ, you must be born again. But not everybody that's born again is a disciple of Christ. That comes from denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus Christ. And he talks about then, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And so that's Jesus making us free after we've been saved from the pull of sin, namely what we call temptation. And I'll say this tonight, if anyone here tonight, you know you're in the bond of sin, you're under that weight of condemnation, because there's never been a time in your life when you personally yourself received Jesus Christ, then I hope this very evening you'll come to know this true liberty we were talking about, that comes from knowing that you know that you've been saved by the grace of God, that your name's in the book of life, and that you're ready for heaven, amen? And that is Christ paying for your sin, knowing that's happened, all of it, and he therefore is able to free you from that future penalty against your sin. And here's the thing, the Bible says the power of sin is death, and Jesus is the one who overcame death for us all, so that in Christ you can know liberty from the penalty of sin, and you can know liberty from the power of sin. And because only Jesus saves, only Jesus, only him alone can give you eternal life. But then, even though we're no longer of this world after we've been saved, and we're still in this world, daily the world's pulling us in the wrong direction, for those who have been given liberty from that penalty of sin and power of sin on a daily basis, as I said, we can know liberty from the pull of sin by learning to refuse the world's temptation and choosing to follow and serve the Lord Jesus Christ by continuing in the Word. And here's what the Bible says in Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So liberty is something we've been given, but it's something we have to stand fast in this liberty. When I believed on Christ, I was made free from the penalty of sin. As I said, Christ took my payment. My sins are paid for. The blood of Jesus Christ stands good for everything I was and everything I've done wrong. And I'm glad for that, amen. And then he rose from the dead, showing that God was pleased with his sacrifice that he made in my behalf. And so that as he lives, I know my place in heaven is sufficiently secured. Then I was set free from the penalty of sin, set free from the fear of death. So I'm set free from the power of sin. That is death. I have no fear of death because I have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then third, I'm set free from the shame and guilt of sin. The reason is because God was pleased with his sacrifice, and that's the means by which I have been received. So I know that my sin has been sufficiently paid for and atoned for. and I've been received in the name of Jesus Christ. And so I've been set free from the shame of sin. But here's the thing is, whereas I'll live in heaven with Christ, I still got to live down here while I'm getting there. And so that's dealing with this life right now. And though I'm cut free from the sins of the flesh, according to the book of Colossians, I still got to carry this flesh around with me. And so there's still that matter of temptation. So this is what it means. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. The same liberty and freedom I experienced when I believed on Christ for salvation, I can experience on a daily basis. That is walking in the power of the resurrection, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the armor of God, the power of the grace of God. A man or a woman that has trusted Christ can overcome temptation and live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. You can fight and win, amen. God can give you victory on a daily basis. That just when Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death, when he spoke those words with that conviction, people knew right then and there. That meant if they go his way, we're going to have to fight. The fight is on if we're going to enjoy that liberty that he's advocating for. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. If you've been saved, if you have believed on Christ, the fight is on. If you want to know this liberty that's in Christ on a daily basis, you can have it, but you got to fight for it. And here's the thing, you can win this fight by the power of God's grace, by the armor of God, amen, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can walk in the newness of life on a daily basis, amen. The fruitful life of faith is worth fighting for, and you can win this fight. The Bible says, brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. I'll close this way here. The great storyteller was Paul Harvey for many years, and he told the story of a group of scientists that had all committed to teaching chimpanzees, monkeys, how to type and communicate through typing. And they went at this thing where they arranged symbols and they taught these monkeys these symbols, and they would communicate through those symbols. They suspected they would be able to eventually. And after 14 years of doing this, after 14 years, finally one of the scientists said, I think we're ready to go. And all the scientists crammed into the room around the cage of that monkey, and they could hardly contain their excitement when they set that typewriter in front of the monkey and seen what he would communicate. And he wrote these words, let me out. He's in that cage, he got tired of it. Listen to me, you got folks in this country today that think freedom is just being able to do whatever you want to do and live however you want to live. And I want to say tonight, you got the power to make such choices, but you don't have the power to change the consequences for those type of choices. And we've not been given liberty to abuse it. And people that think like that causes people to lose their liberties and their freedoms. Just because you've got liberty doesn't mean you don't have to work. Doesn't mean you don't have to pay your bills. Don't mean you don't have to raise your children, obey the law, help others that are in need. These are things we have to do, amen. And when you've been saved, you have been set free, you've been given liberty, and whereas we speak of liberty in terms of eternity, you still got to live down here. You still got to deal with this flesh daily. And the pull of the current of the world tempting you, pulling you into temptation. When we get saved, God sets us free from the sins of the flesh. And God sets us free and distinguishes us from the rest of the world. But yet we're in the flesh, we're still in the world. But here's the good news. One day, Christ will come and that will change. Well, I mean literally change. We shall be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. And we will be like him, changed for the glory of God. And the Bible calls that the glorious liberty of the sons of God. So we're talking about liberation of truth, liberation of transformation, changing every day for the glory of God, and then the liberty of triumph. When you get saved, you become a child of God. No one knows that by looking at you. One day they will. One day the manifestation of the sons of God will be evident by that glory that we've been changed into. So that's the liberty we've been talking about this week at Vacation Bible School. And so before we go to the next group singing here, I want to ask you, are you saved? Have you been saved? Do you know God? Or are you under that weight of condemnation? Are you in bondage to the nature of sin and to the fear of death? If you want to be saved tonight, you can be. Here's what you do. With the same conviction Patrick Henry had, give me liberty. You can go to the Lord. You can call on his name. If you're willing to be saved, he's willing to save you. And that's a promise that he gave. Not me. That's what he said. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then, Christian, I know eternity's set for you. You've been saved, but what about your daily walk? What about your daily walk? I know you're free from the power and penalty of sin, but what about the pull of the world? Are you a Christian that still gets caught up in the current of the world? The pull of the world keeps pulling you? Listen, you can have liberty. You can have liberty. But here's what you got to do for it. You got to stand fast. You got to fight for it. Daily, you can have victory over yourself and over this world by following Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit in the newness of life. And that's no joke. That's not for sale out there. You don't get that by just going to church. You get that by following Christ, by having a real relationship with him. I want to ask you to bow your heads for a word of prayer then. And we're going to, again, go to the Lord in prayer. And if you're here tonight and you've never been saved, then we'll give you opportunity to talk to us after service. Would you please come to us and we'll be glad to talk to you about your need of salvation, about why you must be saved, what the Bible says about being saved. That's our heart's desire. We want you to be saved. And we want the Lord to be lifted up in this service. Father, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll bless the remainder of the service. Lord, deal with hearts. Lord, if there's someone here that does not know Jesus Christ, there's never been that time in their life when they trusted him. God, may that change before the night is over. God, deal with them. Deal with all of us who are saved, Lord, to get closer to you and have a closer, more real relationship with you. Lord, bless us, God, to be close to you and be strong for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.